Kathy Phillips from Seward, New York. Maybe it's been said, but I don't think Alan has made the connection yet as to why Trump wants to keep Barrara in office. And it's because he's investigating Cuomo's buddies, hoping to get Cuomo to rule him out of a 2020 presidential possibility. He's knocking down the competition before, you know, it even becomes a competition. I mean, that's why I think he's keeping Preet Bharara in there.
Jill Movius, Mountainville, New York. While listening to Representative Claudia Tenney on the Congressional Corner this morning, I was struck by the awful irony and the cynical hypocrisy of a politician who can say with a straight face, I revere life, and I think it's important to protect life, when talking about her anti-abortion stance. And then in the next breath, she tries to defend our country's abysmal gun safety laws. Ms. Tenney, as of today's date, 638 children have died in gun-related accidents in the U.S. Do you honestly believe it is only unborn children whose lives it is important to protect?
My name is Martha Knapp, and I'm calling from Poughkeepsie, New York. This holiday season, the main message is normalizing fascism. We have been brainwashed for 18 months. Every day, the drumbeat of Trump, Trump, Trump. Jill Stein is the brave one challenging the fraudulent election results by demanding a recount in three key states that had thin margins of victory for Trump. In Michigan, Hillary lost by only 11,612 votes, supposedly. Why is the recount being held up in court? We can't trust the system's integrity. Also, the NSA confirmed that the election was cyber-attacked and hacked by Russia in Trump's favor. What's the delay? The Electoral College is 228-year-old election practice that has five times given the victory of presidential office to a Republican instead of the Democrat that won the popular vote. Is this a coincidence? Are we all complacently accepting that the election is what it is when it's clearly been corrupted?
Hi. Thanks for having Rich Honan on the round table, a voice of reason and truth. It's pretty disturbing to hear the other folks spout so many falsehoods.